As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? What are you waiting for? And welcome to our Thursday, I guess we could say, September the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always news, sometimes even good news, hard facts, that's for sure, workable solutions as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area. I believe you can still call in at 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net, and got some very interesting emails lately. Really enjoying reading them. Certainly you can do the same at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Just going to have to go into town and visit that post box this week. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. And all of our archives are neatly stashed away for you on a day-by-day basis, indexed as they are at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metal spike upward, regaining earlier losses on Eurozone weakness. We'll go into that. Hayward, that would be Tony, moves on Kurdish oil. We'll talk about that. Curiously enough, a Russian plane crash has wreckage and bodies. We'll talk about that, too, as September the 11th creeps up on us once again. The U.S. Postal Service, a lot more in the news basket this morning. Federal Reserve, central banking, the history of banking. We'll go into all that again. Carry that thread forward a little bit further. And of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and so very much more. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Wow, hang on to your hat. Found gold trading up this morning, $41.10, and moving up at $1,858.40 a troy ounce. Silver this morning up 88 cents at $42.43. Platinum up $25 at $1,845, still lagging behind gold. Isn't that a crazy thing? Platinum below gold. Well, gold's walking away from platinum, apparently. Palladium up $9 at $758 a troy ounce in your spot market. The lows and the highs so far in the gold spot market, $1,817.70 for a low, $1,862.20 for a high, about a $40 spread in there. But at $1,858.40, your gold is up year to year, $603.20 an ounce for a 48.06% return on your investment. You know, there were people who were balky about buying gold at $600, but we got that kind of gain in just the last 12 months. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,827, and reasonably so. It was lower this morning, but it turned around, went the other way, and left that number in the dust.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, September the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, just a review of our market numbers for this morning after trading out of New York City. Found gold trading up an hour ago, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, up $41.10, and it's cruising higher, or at least it was as of showtime, at $1,858.40, recovering some of that slap down that it experienced yesterday. The silver market this morning also strong, up 88 cents at $42.43 a troy ounce, platinum up 25 bucks at $18.45, and palladium up 9 at $758 an ounce again. At $1,858.40, your gold is up year to year, $603.20 for a 48.06% return on your investment. Of course, looking at the stocks, the gold miner stocks, you know, some guys really like those mining stocks and they're in them. Well, Zimmer and Jack, you know, that was brought to our attention by Kitco. It's up on the browser this morning on the Kitco.com website. They see 100% return on your investment overnight. Moving up from $1 to $2. Now you want to get into the gold and silver mining shares, you know, there you go. Zimmer and Jack moving on up, man, man, penny stocks. Anyway, you know, our continuing with our discussion here, SPDR gold shares, unusually, that's happened a couple of times in the past, but unusually this week, unchanged once again this morning. They claim to be holding 1,232.31 metric tons. I wonder how many metric tons of this gold is on its way to Hugo Chavez. Interesting stories still developing on that one. Of course, we don't get anything at Bloomberg as regards to this gold requisition by Chavez. But they claim this morning to be holding 1,232.31 metric tons of gold in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $71.7 billion at these spot prices yesterday. A little bit of good news for the equity market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing up 276 at 11,415. The NASDAQ closed up 75 at 2549. And the S&P 500 closed up 33 at $1,199. Then they took the air hose out, and we'll see whether it deflates today. Anyway, it's amazing when you've got a farm jack with a long handle, the things that you can do in the stock market. The crude oil this morning, you know, off 56 cents, but still rising at $88.78 a barrel from those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 15 basis points at 75.57. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning we find the Canadian loonie off 14 basis points, going the other way from the U.S. dollar at $1.01. If you like good, clean mathematics, you can get it this morning looking at the Mexican peso off 36 basis points, but exactly 8 cents a pop for those Mexican pesos. The euro this morning off 80 basis points, continuing turmoil in the euro and the eurozone. Is it going to collapse? Some people think so. Some people don't. You know, German Chancellor Merkel, you know, her comments, and then their court decisions, that didn't do well for things yesterday in the gold markets. You know, the margin requirements by the CME jacked up again. You know, all these things impacting gold. But what can we expect? It's a rigged market. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a casino. And you're welcome to it. The British pound this morning up 26 basis points. At $1.60, we're going to talk about the Bank of England, the city, and some other stuff in our discussion later in the broadcast. Swiss franc this morning off another 117 basis points. Now this morning down to $1.15. Not many days ago, folks, it was $1.30. The Swiss franc, big, big news there. Of course, then it's going to roll over into the krones and the kroners and all of the Norwegians and the Swedes, the blackheads, all just arguing about things monetarily. And on the bond market this morning, the two-year yield is at 0.19%. The 10-year, your benchmark, at 2.02. Drastically low yields here on these bonds. The 30-year at 3.33%. Of course, that impacts the mortgages, where this morning we find in the 15-year fixed-rate national average mortgage moving from 3.50% down to 3.38%. And in the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, they move down from 4.33% to 4.20. Your prime rate locked in stone at 3.25%. And this morning, your gold-to-silver ratio stands at 43.82 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Well, you're not getting a lot of good news out of the jobless claims. The international trade is out this morning. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index is out. We'll take a look at that one, and let's see what else we have. Well, we'll have to wait for the other ones. They're just not out yet. They might be. Let's try that. Sometimes we get consensuses. I want the real numbers. Let's go. We'll open a couple of more of those and jump into them. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index out of the economic calendar. Of course, later today, Benjamin Shlomo Lev Israel, he's going to speak. And then tonight, we get visited by the usurper once again. He's going to bring out some ludicrous and untenable ideas. Anyway, any of you watched that debate last night? It took me 30 minutes to find it on the internet. I have to tell you, I'm just not too savvy trying to find a television program. And then when I find them, I'm always disappointed, wish I hadn't. But anyway, they were out in Ronnie Reagan's, you know, Red Ronnie. They were out in his museum or mausoleum. And his airplane was there. I don't know why they just don't repaint it. Why do we retire an airplane just because the president's no longer flying his butt around in it anyway? So it's in there. But they had all of the Stooges standing up there. What a lineup they had. Looked like a comic program. But anyway, they made a lot of comments that were unsupportable. And if you like campaign rhetoric from campaign candidates in the presidential preference primaries, there was plenty of banter back and forth. Not really much going on. Some softball questions lobbed around. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's go to this Consumer Comfort Index. The U.S. consumer confidence last week fell to the second lowest level this year. Well, my God, there you go. Americans grew more pessimistic about the world's largest economy. They're worried about the smallest ones, too. They're not doing too well in Togo and Lesotho either. Anyway, let's drop that right there. People are pessimistic. Why shouldn't they be? The EIEIO natural gas report, not out yet. Let's go on to the next one. Quarterly services survey. It's all the haircuts, shaves, and massages. Oh. Information sector revenue rose. They call this the information sector. That's the IT jobs. The information sector revenue rose 2% in the second quarter to $287.6 billion. That's a lot of information, baby. Oh, my. For a year-on-year gain of 4.1%, so I guess services are doing pretty good. All you're doing is IT and back and forth. You're doing okay. Your business is fine. So anyway, they're up. Let's see the next one. International trade. Exports rebounded smartly in July. We're exporting more. Wow, it rebounded smartly in July, leading to a better than expected trade gap, which narrowed to $44.8 billion. Well, that's not too good. We're still $44.8 billion on the downside from a $51.6 billion the month before, which was originally $53.1 billion until they revised it. The July trade gap was narrower than the consensus forecast for $51.9 billion. I guess that's good news if you like bad news and you dress it up properly. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
So blowing through a couple of these reports off the Econoday website here so that we get a better understanding of the news and the news basket and the financial gyrations going on in the market around us. Once again, I'm talking about international trade. That's pretty important. You know, imports, exports, if we had a good solid system of tariffs like we used to have, finance the government only off of the products that are imported into this country or exported out of this country. You know, maybe we'd get a little bit of more responsiveness from our government, but we don't. Now they just, you know, loan it all into existence and they pay themselves endlessly and all the trade barriers are down and we're wide open. I mean, Scotty, put up the force shield, will you? Anyway, the smaller trade gap came from the shrinkage in all three major components. The improvement in the trade gap was led by the petroleum gap, which shrank to $25.6 billion. The petroleum gap. You know, we're awash in oil, and yet we continue to import oil from elsewhere, including Canada, by the way, one of the major places that we get oil. Anyway, the non-petroleum goods gap also narrowed to $34.1 billion. So all that cheap Chinese plastic crap that we've imported, well, it's finally catching up with us. The service surplus grew to $15.8 billion. Now, if services are like they just said, which is IT, what are we importing and exporting there? Jobs? Probably. Looking at end-use categories for goods, exports surged 4.8%. So I guess the Lazy Boy recliners are going out of the stores like mad. Anyway, and then all of those rockets and things like that we need over in Libya. And then all of the small arms and medium-sized arms that we somehow or another mistakenly export to Mexico and the Libyan rebels and places like that. You know, so we've got a booming business. Anyway, the dip in imports by the end-use category was led by a $2.5 billion drop in industrial supplies, imports. Well, I guess we're not bringing in as much of that, you know, Mr. Clean and the mop buckets anymore, so much for that. Food, feeds, and beverages declined by $0.3 billion. Understandably, you know, they keep putting melamine in the dog food, killing our dogs and horses. Well, I guess we'd quit buying their food, feeds, and beverages. But food, feed, and beverages, that would be what? Lay's, potato chips, Tostino's, National Cheese Day pizzas, and I don't know, Heineken beer. Well, import gains were seen in automotive, up $2.9 billion. We're importing more automobiles, I guess, and we're exporting. That's not a good sign. A lot of those little Chinese and Korean automobiles coming in here. Capital goods, excluding autos, is up $0.3 billion, and the consumer goods is up $0.1 billion. So lots of imports coming in, you know, seasonal closes. Anyway, that's enough of that one. Let's go to the next one. Jobless claims. This is the number everybody was waiting for. Now, the prior was 409,000. The prior revised is 412,000. So don't take these numbers, you know, to heart. You know, just file them in your heart and keep them in mind. These numbers never stay the same. Their consensus was 408,000. That's what they thought they were going to get. The range was anywhere from 400,000 to 415,000, and they came in at 414,000. So they were at the top end of the range. Well, here's the report. Jobless claims continue to hold steady, up 2,000 to 414,000 in the September 3rd week. Again, this is the new filers. These are the guys and gals that have just gotten in line. They've gotten their pink slip, and they are standing in line looking for unemployment compensation. The latest gain, and that's a good deal, by the way. I mean, you can get on here, you can stay here for years, 99 weeks. Wow. You can get an unemployment check coming your way, baby. You are on the skateboard to happiness. You start taking a vacation. You start take up fishing. Maybe you could do crochet or something. I don't know. Maybe read a book, study, get on the internet, surf around a little bit. You're good to go for a couple of years if you can get on the dole. The latest gain and the prior revision are, however, going in the wrong direction. In other words, they're going up and up and up. Not good. Continuing claims fell 30,000 to 3.717 million. That's 717. I don't know. wouldn't want to be any of the 7.17 million. Anyway, the 3.717 million continuing claims. That's a lot of people on unemployment. In the data for the August 27th week, with a four-week average up 6,000 to 3.735 million. 3.753. You know, if there's one income earner in a household, and you multiply, they got two children, you know, a little son and a little daughter, and a wife. You know, you're talking some real numbers at that time. 16 million people, depending on an unemployment check, and of course, food stamps and welfare and other things, in order to get by in America. That's a lot of people, 16 million. Wow. The unemployment rate for uninsured workers, which has been edging back and forth between 3 and 2.9% since February, is at 3.0% for the fourth straight week. The unemployment rate for insured workers, I should have said. They don't have any numbers for the uninsured workers, all the people that was, you know, crawled across the southern border working as framers and chicken catchers and those sorts of things, gut pullers and things that Americans won't do. All those people are unemployed too, but most of them have gone back to Mexico. Anyway, the steady rate of jobless claims does not point to optimism among employers, which also, based on payroll data, remain reluctant to expand their workforces. All right? So let's just see how this gets spun tonight and this afternoon by Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Barry the Usurper. And I think that would be a good start. Anyway, talking about Ponzi schemes, Rick Perry, last night, again, if you watched it, it was what, MSNBC or something like that. I finally found the live feed. Perry calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme in his Republican debate debut. As you can see, they're featuring him as the main man. A lot of other guys there, and Bachman, had things to say, but they're going to put his comments, which were not exactly profound, up at the top as a banner headline, so you know who's going to be the president, just in case you were wondering. You know, John McCormick and Julie Hirschfeld Davis, collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg, Texas governor, the next president of the United States, Rick Perry, leading in the polls of the Republican presidential candidates, called Social Security a Ponzi scheme. So I guess the Bilderbergs have, greased the chute. And they've got Bloomberg on board, too. Usually, you know, Bloomberg, at least, they sometimes sold out. I have a little bit of promise for Bloomberg. Again, he called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, questioned the science behind global warming. Now, that was a tough one. If you watched it, that was a tough one, all right? Because the guy that was doing the questioning, well, he really had the drop on them all. I mean, because not only did he have the questions, he also had reasonable answers in mind. The candidates apparently were blindsided by these questions. They didn't have any reasonable answers in mind, but he really stabbed old Perry in the heart. And it would, and I have to admit it. I got to admit it. Yeah, if I were up at that podium, I would have been in just the hot seat that Perry was, because the questioner, I don't remember which one of the talking heads he was, but the questioner asked Governor Rick Perry in regards to comments he's made on the campaign trail about this specious notion of a man-made or anthropomorphic or anthropogenic global warming, all right? Man-made global warming, man-caused. Who are the leading sciences that he thought were in error? Oh, boy. If I'd been asked that question, or if you asked me that question, I'd be on the hot seat, too, because, quite frankly, I couldn't tell you any scientist by name that I had read their research and would disagree with. So sometimes we all fall victim of this. But anyway, Governor Rick Perry rebounded fairly well, and he started going all around the place. And for a guy that was chasing sheep in a pasture, he did pretty good. Didn't even get dirty and came out without a bloody nose. But he called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, questioned the science behind global warming, and sparred with the rivals in his debate debut as a White House contender. I tell you, nobody was busting a sweat there, all right? If that's sparring with rivals, it's a pretty lightweight performance. Perry also clashed with former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Again, these clashes were very flaccid, you know what I mean? Not exactly stimulating. I didn't find myself with a distinct urge to go out for a beer.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Verki Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki Guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki Light System today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki Light, the Verki Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again as regards to this debate last night. You know, yes, note in the chat room, 10K Puddle's always right there with all of the clips. Talks about the applause meter there that went over the top for Rick Perry talking about having, you know, put more people to death in Texas for their crimes and misdeeds than any other president or chair or governor, I guess. Anyway, so he came back, you know, and basically says, you know, if you do a crime in Texas and it's the big crime, it's the big deed, they're gonna fry your butt. And a lot of people like that, and they clap, and that was cool. Anyway, and then they all got caught up on this border discussion about whether she could build a wall or build a fence and all of that stuff. Some of them had, you know, some pretty good things to say in regards to that. I disagree with the whole idea of fencing. You know, if you want to fence and keep your cattle in, that's one thing. But if you're trying to fence and keep your neighbor's cattle out, you really got to know, talk to your neighbor. And so as long as the Mexicans continue to allow their people to flood across our southern border, the beef that I've got is with the Mexican government and Carlos Slim and the rest of them that are profiting on all of this. Anyway, might as well take it up with the big guys, get them to become responsible for their own crowd and keep them on their own side of the fence, keep all of their cattle on their own side of the fence. We don't need to get involved with fencing. And Ron Paul made a good point there. I mean, we didn't need to have a fence up until XYZ date. Why do we need a fence now? He also gave it the old concentration camp line as, you know, are we building a fence to keep the Mexicans out or are we building a fence to keep the Americans in? And that was a good thing. Ron Paul, of course, he doesn't get any notice in any of the news. Couldn't find him any place. I went up to the Campaign for Liberty website and got bored and left quickly. Anyway, so there's not much going on with that. Ron Paul's not going anywhere this campaign season, and you can take that to the bank. Social Security, they talked about that as well, talking about a monstrous lie and a Ponzi scheme. Maybe it's time to have some provocative language, Perry said. I don't know. He didn't use any provocative language, but he was at least opening the doorway for it. Let's leave that behind. You know, that's just going to be another stage performance. But really, folks, the place to work is at your local voting precinct level. County committee men and county committee women, we need to take a majority position in both of these parties so that we can dispatch them once and for all. And that can be done. It can be done locally. But worrying about what's going on at the top, let's change the bottom. Go in and just dig out the foundation, and the whole edifice will fall. All right? Where do they set the explosives? In the basement, baby. Anyway, that's the place to work. Be like the Lilliputians down there and let us tie up Gulliver's shoestrings so he stumbles over. Cut him off at the ankles. We can push him over with a feather. All right? Go in and work where we can be effective in your voting precincts, right in your voting precincts. Set up a committee now so that you can do election polling, you know, so that you can stand at the polls and count faces and noses going in and out. You can do exit polls. Study up on your local election laws. Be ready to be on the ground with an organization now while you still have time. And then consider finding candidates for local offices. My number one choice these days, your county clerk's office, the election authority. These people have to be replaced, every one of them. We need to have people in place as county election authorities who understand why the Help America Vote Act is absolutely disastrous to a representative system of government. If we cannot have an honest vote, we might as well just fold up the tent, babe, because it's time for the weaponry. Anyway, let's talk about mail delivery. We went into that. The coasting trade. We looked at Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes. We found out about all the graft and corruption. You know, the Lusitania was a mail carrier along with other things. These contracts to carry mail from the United States by steamship over to Europe and England, you know, and elsewhere on the planet, these were big deals, and they made fortunes in this business of moving the mail. Well, mail delivery, they say, here may stop in 2012. Now, once again, go back in your Constitution. This is one of the things that we gave, you know, to FedGov here so that they would make sure that all of the several states received their mail when you put something into the mail in Louisiana that would arrive in Alaska, if that's where it was supposed to go. Anyway, what they're going to do is to try and stop mail delivery in 2012 that this article is alluding to. But let us also remember that all across America, the postal routes and ways, why does a snow plow come after a big snowstorm right away as quickly as the county can get them out? Well, because it's the government's responsibility to keep the mail routes and ways open. You know, it ain't just so much that the mailman goes out in rain, sleet, hail, snow, and ice. He's bound to do that. Delivering of the mail is their number one charge, all right? Anyway, so there'd be a big problem if we stop having mail delivery, because if they stop having mail delivery, then the counties can justify no longer grading and maintaining the roads, all right? Especially the rural routes, all of the gravel roads that are all across America. Folks, I know you probably have only been on paved roads in your life. But for those of us that live in the hinterlands, there's many, 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 many hundreds of thousands and millions of miles in this country of gravel roads that are kept open for the primary purpose of delivering the mail and going to and from farmers, markets, mines, fields, etc. So anyway, here's the article. The U.S. Postal Service said it may not have the cash to carry the mail beyond next August. Well, some of this is internet related. Some of this is UPS, United Parcel Service related, and FedEx. But the U.S. Postal Service says it may not have the cash to carry the mail beyond next August if Congress doesn't let it take steps like ending Saturday delivery and withdrawing from a government health care plan. Well, yeah, every one of these government workers needs a haircut. There's no question about it. through the government unions is one of the real problems. And you question whether or not it's a government unit. They say U.S. It's kind of like the Federal Reserve. It's kind of like the IRS. These are corporations. They're not really government services anymore. But the idea here is that once you unionize government employees, Katie, bar the door. It's going to get so expensive so fast with all of this collective bargaining that it's going to run right past a reasonable rate to do this work. I'm operating right now with a week's worth of cash in a business that's a $65 billion business, said Postmaster General Patrick Donohue. It's actually Donohoe here. good Irish name there, General Patrick Donohoe. He said he's probably related to me anyway. Patrick Donohoe said yesterday at a Senate committee hearing, the Washington-based service needs about $1 billion in cash a week, said David Partenheimer, a spokesman. David. Well, anyway, Barry the Usurper, his administration is proposing to move the Postal Service's September the 30th deadline for a $5.5 billion payment toward future retirees' health benefits, which it says it can't afford. Health benefits? Okay, go back and look at the corporation nation and tell me whether or not any of these health benefits are in trouble. All right? If they're investing the way I think they're investing, they're so cash flush they could be bailing us all out. We could be running on these investment schemes. That would give the administration, Congress, and the service time to reach an agreement on the service's finances. And they're always begging for time these days, have you noticed? That's why they created this commission for the November 23rd deadline, December 23rd deadline. They've got a November deadline, too, apparently. But this Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction that they created recently, all right, it's all because, well, you know, Congress can't get there fast enough. Well, damn it, if Congress can't get there fast enough, get them out. There's a clock ticking, said Joseph Lieberman. Boy, this guy needs to be retired. Connecticut Independent and Chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee said at the hearing, quote, by next summer, you're effectively not going to be able to deliver the mail, and that should get us all working. Well, we'd like to have you all working there, Joe. When was the last time you did something? Anyway, for his money, he really ought to be more productive. But productivity doesn't figure in when you talk about government workers. Russian hockey team, this is the big story here now. I'm talking, here we are coming up on the 11th remembrance, 10th remembrance, the decade of September the 11th, in the September 11th month, 11th day, 11th year, 11-11-11, that'd be November 11th, kind of watch that one too. Russian hockey team jet crash, kills 43, and Medvedev is going to visit the site. That's right. Funny news here, queer kind of a thing. Tori Clark writing, Ekaterina Shabatova and Ilya Arkhipov, all writing out of Russia probably, the death toll from the crash of a Russian plane carrying the locomotive Yaroslavl hockey team rose to 43 as all but two of the people on board were killed. All of them, except for two. Locomotive player Alexander Golimov is in critical condition. Boy, he sure looked messed up, too. According to Yaroslavl Governor Sergei Yakukurov, press service, an airplane crew member identified as Alexander Sizov. That's the problem, folks. With names like these, you can't expect an airplane to stay in the air. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the
okay, so if we can get past all of the Russian names here, and of course you'd expect them to have Russian names, why not? This is a Russian article anyway, and this disaster happened over there. But President Dmitry Medvedev, who is scheduled to host a global policy forum in the region where the plane crashed. Folks, a plane crashed, all right? A plane crashed. That's why I'm sharing this story with you. We're coming up on 9/11 here, all right? And a plane crashed. Now, let's see how this story rolls out. The plane was a Soviet-era Yakovlev 42 aircraft. So we know what kind of an airplane it was, and we can prove that, all right? Anyway, had failed to gain altitude when taking off from the airport in the Yaroslavl region, about 300 kilometers or 186 miles northwest of Moscow, on the opening day of the KLH season. That's hockey, I guess. They're hockey players. Anyway, and this is a real big problem for these guys because their entire team of hockey players was on this plane, so I guess they're going to be out of the running for this year. But anyway, we've been hit by a deep sorrow, they said. Alexander Medvedev, the head of the league, any relation there to Dmitry? Well, it seems to be the same problem there as we have over here. Anyway, that's what you get when you've got politburos and commissars. The head of the league and an OAO Gazprom executive, Gazprom in the news here too, on national television. Lokomotiv, a three-time national champion, was coached by former Detroit Red Wings assistant Brad McCrimmon, 52-year-old Canadian. Well, this is a lot of stuff about hockey. What we're really interested in is the plane crash. The plane crash is a blow to the fledgling Russian league, which started in 2008 and has attracted players including former New York Rangers winger Jaromir Jagr. Wow. Anyway, I don't know anything about this game, but the entire team, the whole team was on the plane. Wow. There were eight crew members on board. Dmitry spent his last 2 years in the NHL with the Vancouver Canucks. You talk about international sports team. Anyway, Pavel was dedicated and passionate about his young... Come on, let's get to the article here. Drop down. Several accidents. The aircraft has three rear-mounted jet engines and typically flies as many as 120 passengers. It has been involved in several crashes, including an accident involving a Ukrainian plane, which killed all crew and 60 Spanish peacekeeping soldiers. Now, I hope that's not this airplane, and they just keep patching it back together again, but you never really know. Surely they have enough money going on in the Soviet Union, Russia, Russia, to be able to buy new airplanes from time to time. But anyway, this plane, or this type of plane, poorly written article, has been involved in many crashes in the past. The plane was headed back to Minsk, Belarus, for a game today. Now, locomotive is everything. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Drop down a little bit. All right, it's crash, crash, crash. All right. And there were 75 people were killed in November 1970 as a plane carrying Marshall's football team crashed. I wouldn't, you know, we heard about that other story, about that unfortunate crash where all of the government was killed in another place. But what this is all about, if you look on this website, and I go to Bloomberg and look at it, what you're going to find over here is not only are there bodies, but there's parts. There are parts all around here. You can see it. A TV grab from Russian NTV channel showing rescuers inspecting remains of a plane at a crash site, and they've got dead bodies, and they've got a couple of survivors. Now, compare that with Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I ask you, it was just a hole in the ground. Airplane flies up high, high, high over Pennsylvania, and then down, down, down it goes with a bunch of towel heads at the wheel, and it disappears. I don't like the story. I think this is more like a airplane disaster or catastrophe that we grew up understanding. Got to be something wrong. I don't think we got the straight scoop from the government. I think they're hiding something. Maybe there's a conspiracy. Anyway, let's go up to Indiana and talk to Sid this morning. Good morning, Sid.
Hey, Guy, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. It's raining here for a change. It's been a long time since we've had any rain. You sound good. It sounds like you need a drink of water, though.
Well, have you got a drink of water for me, Sid?
I'd need a long arm, my friend. I've been talking to some friends living in the Ukraine. This is kind of off the reason I'm calling you, but kind of on the subject of what you were talking about. And they were telling me, I've been talking to them on Skype for about a year, and they've been telling me that the people in the Ukraine, they don't put up with any crap from, and excuse my language, from their government officials. It's almost like living in the 1800s in America. Locally anyway, which is what your show's all about. And that, when their local officials get out of line, they put them right back in the order. And you know what? That's what's wrong with us now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna, give assent to that comment. It's part of what's really wrong with us. You know, we definitely are cowed down here. And I think that there's so much confusion going on from the death of a thousand cuts that's being delivered to us that most people can't quite keep up with it. I have a hard time. I report this stuff every single day. But the idea of being able to get up and actually say something and then actually have those words have effect, you know, that requires not only a justice system, it requires a government that's operating properly. I don't know whether they have that kind of a government in Ukraine, but at least if they're standing up and saying something like they did in Greece, like they've done in Ireland, like they've done on the streets of London, that's certainly an indication that there are still living, breathing souls on the land.
Hey, don't forget Iceland, too, my friend.
Absolutely.
You know, they absolutely put the banks right in their place.
And not just the banks, but their whole system. They've, you know, come up
yes.
with various different new styles of a constitution and whatnot. And we're still looking to see what kind of a constitution they have created for themselves. But really, that's the way to go. And our own documents, you know, the organic documents, we definitely, from the Declaration of Independence forward, have had the understanding that whenever a government as abusive of the ends that it was for which it was started, we have not only a right but a duty to throw it off, and so we can see some positive light out there. One of the things, Sid, that it concerns me right now, especially with this Arab Spring movement, is that most of these spontaneous youth revolutions that I'm seeing are being orchestrated from the United States and London.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It makes, you know, this whole thing with the post office, my friend, it's almost like they're trying to tell us the Constitution is gone. Forget about your Constitution. And, you know, we're not getting it. We're not hearing it. We're not understanding what they're trying to tell us.
Well, the Constitution, the Constitution is definitely gone. If you want to, from the standpoint that we talk about here, Sid, the state and this state are two different entities. All right, the state is where you are out there on your farm, where you can go out and you can get your bend over and put dirt in your hands. If you cut yourself working, you bleed. And our original Constitution, the organic documents, were written for that entity, for that that place or that space.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Constitution that we have kind of laying over us right now is this this idea of the administrative state. They operate in this state. It's like an overlay. It's above. It lays above the meets and bounds description of the several states. And most people are acting in that illusion. They're acting in the appearance of a state. They're up there with their U.S. citizenship and their driver's licenses and the Federal Reserve note and all of that stuff, and they're existing inside of this world of commerce and contract, and they don't have their feet in the dirt. But what we can do, if we can find out how to do it, is we can get our feet back on the dirt and throw off this coverlet that lays over the top of us, this imposter administrative state, and restore our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. But this is one of the reasons why most people today don't know what direction to go, is because they're trying to interact with this state as opposed to the state that they were given by their ancestors.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that the de facto form of government that we're living in right now has created a situation where people are so confused. They're using the press to constantly inundate us with extraneous information, and it's confusing to people that study it. Just like you said, I've been studying it for almost 5 years now. I'm not confused anymore, but it's not so much the issue of confusion, it's the issue of being able to move, Will, and to be able to, and you are right, everything you're saying about the county clerk going after that position, absolutely right, but we have honest people do it. It seems like when we get somebody that we think
Hold it right there, Sid, we're right up on top of the break. We'll be back in three.
Sir.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we come to you live Monday's True Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour of the morning's broadcast, a little bit of news, financial data. We like to go through that. Still got a few more articles on the browser, got a caller on the line. But before I go back to that, I just want to say that in regards to this Russian hockey team, this jet crash that kills 43, it's time to raise the important questions, folks. We have been lied to so badly by the federal government, by the media, the five companies, Bartleton, Disney, and the others that run the media, you know, control it. Council on Foreign Relations runs so much of this from the top. Council for National Policy not really helping us out either. On the other hand of it, you've got Rick Perry coming in. You know, he's a Christian Zionist, definitely. And so many other people. We've got so many people vying, you know, for time and space and attention here. And as we mentioned with Sid before the top of the hour break, you know, people have, you don't know whether their hair's on fire or their butts are catching or just quite what. And so there's a lot of folk out here all across America, you know, if you want to follow Graves and the Jurisdictionary or go up on the Rule of Law, you know, listen to Randy Kelton, the hooks up there, jump over with Alfred Addisk and the discussions that he's been having with his guests lately. There's another host on RBN that has been bringing up this fellow from South America that's got his paperwork all in order on how to expatriate. Now, these are all, you know, and I'll come back to you in a second, Sid. These are all things that I consider to be individual solutions to global problems. All right. And so I don't spend too much time on air with that because I'm not interested, let's say, in setting myself aside as a sovereign citizen, you know, being a free man in the land, walking around here, you know, as if I'm some kind of a king or a queen. Because if I do that, I've betrayed everything that my father and his father before him and all the way back to the people that in my family that were on the soil here before these organic documents were ever written. We came here, you know, for a specific reason, and I don't know the mind of my ancestors, but I do know what I think was in their heart, which was to set up a place separate unto and different from England and Europe. All right? And we did that. Now, whether or not we were taken over from the very beginning, as we've shared with you right out of the writings of Adam Smith, the idea was to set the colonies free because they were so far distant from England that the maintenance and the expense was great trying to deal with them. So they set us free. They gave us this Declaration of Independence, set us free, but then they retained us with the bank, which is what we're going to talk about in the balance of the hour here. All right? And they've kept the purse strings. The power of the purse. Might go up and check out Lee Rogers' video. But what we've got here, instead of addressing these individual solutions to global problems, I think what we need to do is open the dialogue, push it up to the higher level, and make sure that we throw off this appearance of reality, the appearance of the state, so that all of us, even those that are not savvy in law, even those people out there that are just slopping along, you know, with the wage jobs, give it for everybody. All right, one for all on this one. We need to bring these discussions into an open debate and bring up the Federal Reserve in an open way so that we can talk about the toxic slime that lays on us every time we use these Federal Reserve notes and everything like that. So that's really where I would like to continue to focus my attention. I would like to get rid of, abolish the established political party system. As I've said time and again on this broadcast, they stand between where we are today and where we need to go, in a very, very near future. All right. And these are things that we can do. These are things that we can do on the local level. And yes, it is true. You can speak truth to power. Once you've got this information in your mind, you've studied the documents, you understand what Agenda 21 is, you understand the precepts of communitarian law, you understand private international law, you understand the corruption of our monetary system, you understand the corruption in our justice system, and the disservice done to us by our Congress people, our state legislatures, our governors, then we're ready to speak out and act. Together, we can. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, we're back on our Thursday, September the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of the day's broadcast. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Still got a bunch of news on the browser, may not get to it. Got a lot of stuff stacked up or a lot of books around me. But let's go back and close out with Sid in Indiana. Sid, I'm sorry about that first break. It's always so short. But nevertheless, it's, you know, kind of part of being on live radio. But your thoughts as regards what I was saying about individual solutions to global problems?
Well, I was more than happy to stand by and listen to that last segment because everything you said in it is exactly what's in my heart. So no problem. Yeah, my pleasure to listen to it.
Well, any further thoughts in that regard?
Oh, yeah, lots. But let me just close out by saying anybody who can afford this jurisdictionary course should get it, because we all need to know how to deal with our system without the use of people that just want our money. They don't care about us. They don't care about our situation. They just want our money.
They certainly
Believe
do.
Me, I know.
They certainly do. And there's no justice in it. You know, you think you're going into a court of law. You're basically just working in equity. It's the absence of law. It's administrative procedure. They get you because you don't understand. They get you because you're afraid. They get you because all you want to do is be left alone. And so Graves is absolutely right. This is something, you know, and there's so many people now that have talked about Trivium, the Quadrivium. We look back at the Greeks and how they raised their young men and children up and understand that what we have in this country right now, not just this deliberative dumbing down. I mean, I like Charlotte Isherby tons, but we can make too much hay with that. We have been deliberately dumbed down, but we have forgotten that it's our responsibility to teach ourselves, to educate our young. You know, we raise our children up in the way we want them to go. And Ed is absolutely right, Mr. Graves, when he says, you know, we just have got to start the curriculum of law in the very earliest days so that young people understand not only how the system works, but how through due process it was designed to protect our rights, not take them away. And so we lose, we hang ourselves with our own words, we lose with our inaction, and it's time for us to change that. But I thank you for your call, Sid. Keep listening. I hope you'll listen on a regular basis. And let's go up to Canada and talk to another one of our listeners, Board in Canada. Good morning.
What's going on, Will? Good morning. How are you, sir?
Yeah, just trying to keep those balls flying over the back fence.
Yeah, you kind of took a little bit of the wind out of my sails there, but I got to reiterate your point. Like we were just discussing in the chat, one chatter brought up, was there ever a time in human history where we had a good government? And I really can't find one when I look at the history books anyways. But I think your last point is exactly what we need to do. I think we do have a good government in place, but if we're asleep at the wheel, that bus is just going to come fly off the highway. You know what I mean? Like, it's up to us to keep checks and balances and all these people that we elect. And, you know, it's up to us to be like the custodians of this system for good or for bad. You know, we have things in place, like you said, to protect us. But if we don't exercise those legal muscles, if you want to say it that way, you know,
yes,
we're just going to be atrophied in slavery form or another.
You're absolutely right. You know, and one of the things that I do a lot, you know, I talk about this this kind of a revelation that I had some years back. And it goes like this. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges. Now, we talked there about this idea, this all-out war raging between the legal positivists, and we've been talking about talk positivism, the legal positivists, the logical positivists, the sociological positivists, the financial positivists. There's an all-out war raging between them, and in an all-out war raging, that means that there's going to be a victor and a vanquished, and the war is against the natural law. Now, I start out the natural law simply like this, that a man breathes, actually he moves, then he breathes, then he drinks, he excretes, he procreates, and so on. And you start to build law. This idea about anarchism and so on, anarchy, you know, no arcs and that. Well, we've always had government. We will always have government. Has there ever been a good government? Absolutely. Today, all across America, we do have good government. You don't see the good government that we have, but we do have good government. We've always had good government. If we can understand that government begins with the man and his family, and the man in his own life. Every day, regardless of whether you think about it consciously or not, you govern yourself. You wake up in the morning. You typically don't try and put your feet on the wall and walk out of the bedroom on the wall. You don't try and put your feet on the ceiling and violate natural law and walk out on the ceiling. You put your feet on the floor, probably within an inch or two of where you did yesterday, and you walk out, probably go to the bathroom, then to the coffee pot, and so on and so forth. You regulate yourself every single day. And that's all the government really is all about. If your subconscious mind was bugging you continuously all day, you'd go crazy. And that is, unfortunately, what we've allowed our government to do. We were intended to have a small government. There's very few things that government really needs to be doing for us. It needs to help us to remember where the toilet is, where the coffee pot is, and where the car is so that we can get to work on time, you know? But other than that, we really don't need government for very much. But unfortunately, this government has gone insane. And so, as a result, we're going to have trouble. Now, regardless of, like I say, how deep this financial collapse is, how widespread it is, whether it engulfs the entire planet, on the other thing, the only thing I can tell you, I can't tell you where gold's going to be or where silver is going to open, but I can guarantee you this, there will be government. And as I've said time and again, Board, it's either going to be a government of our choosing and our making, or it's going to be a government that's chosen for us and made for us by others. And we can see how that's gone, and it doesn't look good. So we've got to be that replacement set, and that's where Jurisdictionary and so many of these other tools and the research that we do and the talk about, you know, the Federal Reserve banking system and positivism and how does a political science system work and all that. These are all the tools that we're going to need to be that replacement set. And if we're going to go to City Hall, and stand out on the sidewalk with a bullhorn and a bunch of placards and march up and down on the sidewalk, that's not going to get the job done. We need to go in and gain or win a seat at the table and actually begin to start governing ourselves. And that's something that just seems to be almost the miraculous leap that we can't quite get to. But I think there is some hope.
Well, you know, I couldn't have said it better. Well, I probably couldn't have said it at all, like you, Will. I really want to thank you for free education I'm getting from your show. It's really done a lot for me, and I hope continued success on your work. I'll be listening every day. So have a great day, Will.
Well, thanks
a lot for your insight.
Thank you very much for calling. You know, if you want to teach, you have to have students that will listen. And without the students, my words are just vain. So thanks for calling in this morning. Let's go to Idaho and say good morning to Vicki. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Earlier, you know, you were talking about our Constitution and, you know, as if it doesn't matter anymore. And you know what? I'm beginning to think it really doesn't, in view of all of the international agreements that our government has signed. I just found a whole new thread of international agreements, including one called the Rome Declaration on Harmonization.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll bring it up on the other side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump in and keep me from having to read stuff out of the encyclopedia to you, you're welcome to do it again. It's 866-841-1065. We have Vicki Davis and another caller on the line. But before I go back to Vicki, I just want to clarify this one point. It's in regards to, is the Constitution, of no import or not? Well, understand, again, from our studies of Aristotle so long ago, that the only real distinguishing feature of a republic is that it has a constitution. For as Aristotle said, in a republic, the constitution is the government. It's a piece of paper, just like Jorge Bush said. All right, it's just a GD piece of paper. And that's all it is. It's an outline for government. It's a plan for government. And then it's up to us, the flesh and blood people, to actually put it into action and keep it there. Right now, it's surrounded, by brass and kept under glass in the mausoleum of all things Americana. We can access it, but only those with enough savvy know how to approach it, And so the average John and Jane average man, they don't know that. They're living in the land of commerce. They're living in the land of the administrative procedure. It's all rules and regulations and privileges and taxes and licenses and penalties and exactions of every kind and none other. As Hal Anthony has taught us, that's where we're at, folks. And so I'm not looking for individual solutions. I want a global solution. I want it to be going across the whole spectrum. I want to be able to reach out and help all of the people that are out there by bringing this dialogue to the right level and going after it from the right source. We've got to excise this cancer that is metastasized within the very body politic and let us cure the disease. Then the symptoms are going to fade away, the victims will start up appearing, and we will truly have restored our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. But Vicki, you're absolutely right. When you start getting involved with all of these international agreements, people think, oh, well, Barry the usurper, he's the pundit boy. He's a podium duster, no doubt about that. He's a monitor reader, no doubt about that. But the real power is in the Secretary of State. So Hillary, Billary, and Nod won the election, and the usurper and his wife get to sleep in the White House. Go ahead, Vicki.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what I found was when we think of internationalism, we just think of the UN, but there's also the NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And here again, just like the UN, I thought it was like a military organization that, just for that collective security to keep those countries in Europe in line. But starting about 1990, they expanded first with the North Atlantic Cooperation Council that then morphed into something else. I've got the Rome Declaration and the Transatlantic Declaration, and, this thing is just mushrooming.
Well, yeah, if you think about it from the standpoint that we do, which is regionalism, and understand that well, folks, and go back to our studies on August Comp, where they were basically looking at breaking up the planet into so many regions, and each of those regions would have their own central bank, and the bank would become the new temple. They were worshiping at the feet of money. The woman would become the goddess, and we can see that in every word and every sentence in Agenda 21. You know, these are things that are on us and at us. And then with you bring in NATO, you know, you've got NORTHCOM, AFRICOM, and all the other comms. These are huge regions, and they have a military wing, for use a Roman thing. They've got a legion that lays over there, and they, you know, administer the force of government.
Yeah, well, and if you think about the State Department wasn't supposed to have anything to do with the domestic operation of our country. But when they signed all of these international agreements that include social and economic provisions, and especially with this Rome Declaration for Harmonization, what the State Department has to do in order to implement these things is they are the ones that have to implement the regional structure, because a regional structure is not really attached to a territory connected to our Constitution.
Thank you, because this is exactly what we're talking about when we talk about the state and this state. There's two different appearances. There's a real, the ground. This is where we say, you know, the state of, you know, Missouri, that Missouri begins at such and such a place at the intersection of the Mississippi River and a latitude, and then it proceeds east along that latitude to the intersection of the certain river. Then it goes up along the center line of the travel route of that river until it reaches and intersects with another latitude. Then it proceeds west until it gets to a certain longitude. Then it proceeds north along that longitude to the intersection of a river. Then it follows that river until it intersects with the latitude. It proceeds back along that latitude till it gets to another river, and then back down that river into the confluence with the Mississippi. Then it's down the center of the Mississippi, back down to this latitude where the point of beginning. And so this is flesh and blood, man. This is land. This is dirt. We can bend over. We can fill up a hide of land. And in common law, we can do business. We can transact on that level. The regional governments, the NORTHCOM, the AFRICOM, and all of these things, they transcend the boundaries. We're living a world without borders. These are no longer sovereign states. They're just territories inside of an artificial overlay. And this is what we need to pierce. This is that corporate veil that we need to rend and rend asunder.
Right, and that's what this whole international system is, and it's breaking our back, you know. They don't even teach this stuff, you know, in schools. They don't teach our Constitution, and they don't even mention this international stuff except for the UN, you know. And then
Or as a way, Vicki, of building support for it. You know, we're going to talk about the green movement. We're going to talk about, you know, our environmental concerns and all of the issues. And we'll discuss all of the poor little polar bears swimming from ice cap to ice cap trying to find a place to come out and eat their breakfast, you know, their baby seal for breakfast. So you're right. They don't teach it. They don't lay it out that way. It's not in the curriculum. And God help you if you happen to be a teacher, because I've heard some articles over the last 12 months. I've heard of people up in the Northeast, school teachers, who are trying to bring this information out to their student body, and they get the summary door. You know, they get the slap in the back, and out the door they go. Because this goes against all of the stuff that you talk about, workforce, job force development, the World Job Bank, all of that, you know, your school to work, your Goals 2000. It runs in the face of all of that. So if you break the propaganda chain, you're going to become an enemy of the state. You will be a terrorist on the land.
Yeah, well, so be it, right?
You've got that right. That's, and I'm not even in the least bit concerned. You better believe it.
Yep. Okay, well, that's all I had. I just wanted, and I'll be writing on this. I'm going to try to put all of these agreements and documents in an order so that people can follow it.
On www.channelingreality.com. Folks, Vicki's in the chat room often. She's an all-time listener. She's been many times a guest on the broadcast. It's www.channelingreality.com. And when you get that written up, Vicki, send me a link. Thanks for calling this
morning.
You bet,
I will.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go up to New York now and talk with Mike in New York. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Will. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to get your take on what might happen if we took a long weekend. Everybody pulled their money out of the banks. Everybody pulled their money out of the stocks. Everyone cashed in their 401ks. Everybody wrote a letter to the credit bureau stating, delete all the information you have on the social. Everybody canceled their bills. And so what would happen? It would start to crumble really quickly, I would believe.
Well, hold on.
Banks.
Let me try and answer that question. First of all, let's define the term everybody. And we're going to pick that up right after this break. But everybody is the tumblestone right there. So that's the stumbling block. We'll pick it up right there. Stay tuned.
Gotcha.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Had a lot of calls this morning. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on these discussions, ask a question, make a comment, you're welcome to do so. Again, that's 866-841-1065. And before we went into the break, Mike from New York posited this interesting question. You know, what would happen if everybody, and then it continues, if we took our money out of the bank and so on and so forth. But, Mike, the real key word here is everybody. Now, you know, there's Karen Quinn, Tostado's out there, you know, and she's a real cheerleader. And so she goes from network to network like a gadfly. And she, you know, tells everybody, well, don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. Well, if you take a look at the numbers, you know, and just think about it from the standpoint that even AJ over there, the bullhorn boy, you know, some days he's out there talking to some 11,000 or more even on internet connection and many more than that. We still have a relatively small audience that we're talking to. And so if you look at it from the standpoint, go up and look at shadowstats.com. I browsed it up on StarPage during the break and look at it. You'll see that we've got very nearly, we're approaching 25% in the SGS unemployment rate. Now, if every one of the people in this country, and we talked about it from the EconoDay website, where there's millions of people out there, 3-something million people, almost 4 million people on unemployment, if all of those people were our base, and every one of those people withdrew from the system, out of 300 million people, it's still not even going to be a shockwave. And as we've been studying with the Federal Reserve banking system and the banking system and commercial banking in general, we discovered that our deposits into the banks are considered as liabilities. They have to offset all of our deposits with reserves. And they no longer have any money in the system, so it's not like they're having to back it up and rush around trying to find more gold or silver. It's just digits on a computer. And whenever the banks, the Federal Reserve banks or any of the small banks, get in trouble, and they're all part of the big system, they go to the Federal Reserve, they go and ask Ben Shalom, and Ben Shalom goes over and talks to his pal Timmy Geithner, and they discuss it with the Mint. And they print up more of these funny monies, or they create more digits. Then they have to sell that through a broker. It goes through Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, which they get a commission and a brokerage fee on. And finally, it works its way back down to the local bank. And the bank can overnight, on a very tiny amount, increase their reserve amount. So what I'm getting at is it doesn't make a fly on Walendo what we do with our digits. It's their system. We're inside of their house. So is that going to be an ultimate solution? I don't think so. We certainly don't have the numbers for it.
Well, when I meant everybody, I meant every single person, every single state. And the reason why I say, and I know it's a long shot, you know, it's hard enough to get anybody to agree on, you know, what's good to eat in the morning.
Exactly.
So here's what I throw out there for everybody listening. Who's going to do it first, them or us? Are they gonna drop us from the system first? Are they going to crash our currency? Are they going to destroy our banks, our homes? Because one day, either, you know, we're going to come home and we're not going to have the home, or, you know, not that we ever owned it to begin with, but
the
thing is, if we did that, it would send enough message to get at least some people worried. If they try and change anything, we don't comply and take the new system. We already know. If each state started creating its own local banks and we were printing debt-free money and get rid of the Federal Reserve and do it from the Treasury, and we started to go along that route, if we could actually get rid of these people in terms of they're treasonous against the people of this country. They're not treasonous against the corporation of America. They're treasonous against us.
Right,
and we're
in total agreement on this. You're not going to get any opposition from me. But let's just put it into some perspective. Now, right now, the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME Group, and COMEX have been having to do all kinds of gyrations. They've had to come in and raise the reserve requirements time and time again. They've driven down the price of silver from 50 back into the 30s, and then it's creeping back up. They just did a big whack yesterday with gold. It's creeping back up. But starting about the mid-1990s, a lot of us who were listening on shortwave radio in those days, we heard this message, and we heard it loud and clear, and some took action on it, some didn't. But number one was get rid of your television set, get out of debt.
Haven't had it for 10 years.
Yeah, me neither. I have never had one in my house. But get rid of the TV set because it's nothing but a propaganda window. Number two, get out of debt. Because, you know, if you're a debtor, you know, you're always going to be a slave to the creditor. So we get out of debt. That means whatever it takes. Yeah, you've got to get out of that. And then number three, you got to get out of the Federal Reserve. So you got to get out of all of the dollar-denominated assets. And we know that you're still going to have to pay your utility bills. You're still going to have to pay for your Internet connections. And they're just absolutely not going to work in gold and silver. But what a lot of people did was they took their 401ks, they took their CDs and certificates of deposit as they came in, and gradually, slowly and quietly moved away from the Federal Reserve note to the gold and silver market. Now, with gold and silver as it is, you're right. They are concerned because mom and pop are deeply into gold and silver. And as we can see with the Consumer Comfort Index, people are not at all happy. And fewer people are, number one, they're not showing up at the IRS windows. Fewer and fewer people are going out to vote. Fewer and fewer people are holding any money in their savings account. And more people are putting their wealth in tangibles, real, honest-to-goodness tangibles. Some people collect, like I do, hand-powered implements. I've got all kinds of hand tools, stuff from the ancient days, blacksmithing
those
equipment.
Those are very valuable, yes.
Yeah, it's all valuable stuff because it can be done with or without electricity. All of that sort of stuff. And then lots, everything for the kitchen that you can imagine so that you can and prepare foods yourself, you know, and knives and things like that. So together with the precious metals, I feel very comfortable. Go ahead and pull the plug. You know, I mean, Benjamin Shalom wants to flex his muscles in my direction. Go ahead and pull your plug. I could care less. I don't need your system. Haven't been in your system for almost 20 years. You know, but that's not across the board. And that's not everybody. We're a small number.
Exactly. And see, the problem is we're only as strong as our weakest link.
Exactly.
I feel.
That's right.
So, you know, if you're only, you know, if you're 30 years old and all you got is cash on hand, Federal Reserve notes, you know, and you're for, you know, some people don't even have 401k. Some people can't even get insurance, you know,
yes.
because they don't want to go the free route and it costs too much to pay for it.
Yes.
So what do you do? I mean, basically, you have, you know, with gold being as high as it is, it's tough for a small-time player to actually invest in something like that. So if you go with silver,
let me just dispel that myth, okay? Because that's what a lot of people say. That's because you're looking at a gold ounce, all right? But if you go over to Kitco.com, jump up on the top there and go click on buy silver and gold, and I just did it. Now the window's open. Buying from Buy Silver and Gold. Click on that. Just did it. And now let's take a look and see what we got. Click on gold products and see what we've got right here down at the bottom. You can see that you can buy 1/10 ounce. You can buy 1/4 ounce. You can buy 1/20 ounce gold maple leaves. And the price for a 1/20 ounce gold maple leaf is $125.19. All right. So in the past, Mike, what I've done is I've tried to give you a real simple little easy home economics class and put together your own budget so that you can start working towards that day where you are out of debt. And it sets up a system where you have three accounts, basically. You have a checking account, all right? You also have a savings account, and you have a savings to save account. You have three accounts. Now, let's say you made $1,000 a month, all right? That was what you brought home. That's when you go to the bank, and you're standing there, you've got a $1,000 check, and you're going to deposit it. Well, the first thing you do is that 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. I mean to tell you, the churches have made so much out of these tithes, these tithes, you know? They've built cathedrals on the back of the people. So instead of building a cathedral for the Catholic Church, what they've got plenty of, build a cathedral in your own life. Take a 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. It's yours. You know, you keep it. And so you take out of your check $100 and you put that in your savings to save account. Now you divide the balance in half. That gives you $900 remaining. $450 is going to go into your checking account. $450 is going to go into your savings to save and savings to invest account. It's out of that savings to save and savings to invest account that you're going to buy cars and houses and lands, all right? It's out of your checking account that you're going to pay your monthly nut, the things that you can't escape, your food, your clothing, your transportation, your shaves, your haircuts, and all of that sort of stuff. Now, if you can actually
do that. I'm shaving less, I know.
Yeah, if you can actually live, okay, out of that, you divide that into four parts as well. You've got your home, your house, and those kinds of things. You're going to have food and that sort of stuff. You're going to have transportation of some sort. And then you're going to have the mental and educational goals. So you only have 450. You thought you had 1,000, but you're going to have to now try and live for 30 days on 450.
Yeah.
And so if you follow my little plan, and we can go into it in greater detail at another time, but if you follow that little plan, you'll be working your way out of debt. And what happens? When you work your way out of debt, you're working your way out of slavery. You're no longer going
to
be...
That's what I've been working towards. I know how to work with the credit bureaus, and I've learned things on my own. I can write them my own letters and stuff like that.
you know, and I'm working towards that. You know, I need something that, is a better system and building it. And I think your show has done an amazing job. I've only listened for like a few weeks, but it's been really amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. And we're going to go to a break and we'll be back right on the other side of these messages. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so in the last segment, we were talking with our caller, Mike, from New York, and we're talking about, budgeting and getting yourself out of debt and, being either a borrower nor a lender be, to pick up a little bit of Shakespeare there. But again, if you start from the standpoint and say, look, I'm not interested in this idea of schlepping along for all of my life, hoping that in the very end of my life, when I'm 65 years old, that I'm going to be able to draw unemployment and a retirement benefit from someplace that, else on somebody else's back, and I'm going to live out the last 7 years of my life on the dole. I say screw that, Mike. I say you want to become free. Yeah, become free, and don't wait until the end of your life to live your life. Live your life every single day. And the only way that you can really do that is when you are more of an entrepreneur, whether you cut firewood for your living or however you make it. You know, whatever you're doing, do that. And do not allow yourself to be a debtor. So the first thing you've got to do is realize, and I hate it, every single month, to do these radio broadcasts, I got to pay $74 to CenturyTel because I got to pay for my landline, I have to pay for my internet connection, And to me, this is anathema to my whole life. I don't have any bills. I have not been a debtor for 20 years. I don't like to owe anybody anything. The sun doesn't, you know, set. The sun doesn't set on a debt. I clear it out before I go to bed. I'll make sure if I receive something in the mail where I've made a promise to get involved in a contract, I clear that debt before I go to bed because my day ain't over until I'm a free man. You know what I mean? And it's just an attitude.
Oh, that's great.
And that's the way I like to live, you know. And as far as, you know, properties and things like that, yeah, I used to live in an apartment. And while I was living in apartments, I decided right off the bat, hey, this is a bad deal. So instead of living in apartments, I found apartment buildings where I could be the manager and I could get my rent for free and I could collect a little bit for collecting the other checks. You see?
Gotcha.
It's just a different, it's a different outlook, you know. Ah, sure, I gotta have a car, but instead of buying a car, I'm gonna buy a truck, and then on the weekends, I'm gonna haul stuff around and help people move. So I'm making a little bit on it all the time, you know.
You're right. That you gotta start using, because I always grew up with the computer side of things and artistic side, you know, and I make sort of a living doing that, you know, and I do other things with credit, you know, and I try to become more of an entrepreneur than I was before, and trying to break out of my old habits. And, you know, but I really want to understand how to, like, invest wisely in gold and silver. And you said that website was like Kitco, or
www.kitco.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's my now this is going to just give you an idea of some of the products that are available. All right. I don't sell anything on this broadcast. I don't have a sponsor.
I understand. Yeah.
We have network sponsors. And so what I try and provide to you is a no-spin zone, all right? Now, if you want to get involved in precious metals, for instance, if you want to preserve, it's like buying an insurance policy. It preserves the wealth.
That's what I don't have.
No, no.
You know, I don't have a 401k.
No,
I don't have
you, and you don't want them. I'm telling you that gold.
And I don't, exactly.
Gold and silver is a much better system. Okay, so hang on. Now here's the way I like to think about this. Yes, it is in fact, you know, the case that there's lots of gold brokers out there that advertise on the radios, and some of them sponsor networks. Okay, and that's okay. You want to make, you know, people want to make their money that way. That's fine and dandy. But where I'm looking is in my daily to and froms. How many gold coin dealers and brokers do I actually pass just going to and from? All right. So where am I going to start? I don't want to be dependent upon somebody that's out in Arizona or somebody in Pennsylvania or something like that. I need to be able to move this stuff quickly. I can't take advantage of ups and downs in the marketplace if I've got to send stuff away and pay shipping and insurance and all of that delay. You know, I need to have somebody close by. And so I've got a list of people that I do business with, or at least, you know, they see me in their shop often enough, and they know that I'm not an idiot, and they know that I'm going to cut a sharp bargain, and I'm not going to allow them to walk on top of me. And if I need to raise a little bit of green stuff that folds in half, I'm going to come in and present something on the counter, and they're going to need to take good care of me. And then likewise, when I've got a little bit of extra green stuff that folds in half and isn't worth anything, I'm going to go and exchange it for something real. All right. So you build relationships,
exactly.
Build relationships with people right around you, and then let them know, hey, let them know when I can, I'm always ready to be a buyer. And if you need a seller, hey, give me a call first, you know, so that way they can save on, they don't have to go to their, you know, big upline brokers. You know, if they need to get 20 ounces all of a sudden of something and you might happen to have it around, or you could dig it out of the ground, you know, you could bring it out and be there in an hour and a half and, you know, make a deal. So there's lots of ways.
Gotcha.
There's lots of ways of moving around. And like I said, also think about other things. Think about, well, there's another broadcaster sometimes broadcasting this time slot on a different network. Old Georgie Gordon. George been around for a long time, but he remembers this guy that had a concrete company, and they sold ready mix concrete. And on his mixers on one side, he said, "Find a need," and then as it rolls over, it says, "And fill it." And that's kind of catchy for a concrete company, but that's what we want to do in life. We want to find needs and fill it. We want to be able to correctly identify real, true needs, not wants, but needs, and then fill it somehow, so that other people are always waiting for you to come along, because they know that they do business with Mike. Mike cuts in the right deal, and you're not interested in Federal Reserve notes, you know, and so on and so forth. Find a need and fill it. And you will be amazed that you will always have a surplus, and you won't be working from a deficit. But it's just a mind change. It's a mindset change. Instead of being a debtor, be the creditor if you must. but I prefer to neither borrow or loan money. I'm not a user.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a user. I'm not going there. I'll leave that to the Jews, because that's what's been left to the Jews on this planet, and they're real good at usury.
Yes, that is one thing I've been learning about definitely a lot more lately. Your show has been really great. I've been taking notes every day. You've been amazing helping. Thank you for helping me out with this situation.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning, Mike, and call anytime, because I appreciate hearing from the younger audience and as well as the older audience. Any of the kind of questions like this that I can help you with, that's why I'm here. Okay, so thanks for calling. I'm going to go ahead and hang up now and move along. But going back now to the discussion, we're completely out of time, unfortunately, so we're not going to be able to go into the encyclopedias today. But what I wanted to just reiterate one more time is that old Ben Shalom, he's going to be up in an hour, and he's going to be talking. And what's very likely to come down here is they'll style it by something different. Barry the Usurper is going to speak later on today, and he's going to be talking about putting all these jobs, all this money into jobs. And if anybody heard Maxine Waters the other day, she's talking about a trillion, and we're going to create all these jobs. The government doesn't have any place in the creation of jobs, all right? There are things that we do that is best done by government, like building roads and things like that, major infrastructure projects. That's beyond the reach of John and Jane Average Man. But what Shalom is likely to do today is he's going to announce, one way or another, or allude to or open the door for more quantitative easing. Now, they're going to talk about it in different terms, but you just watch. If he does, they're going to call it Operation Twist, okay, because it's going to bend long-term yields lower. But if they come out with this idea, watch through the rest of the day as the marketplace shifts, and it likely will. And then tomorrow, based upon what Barry the Usurper says, the markets are going to react one way or the other. We're either going to end this week on an uptick in the metals and a downtick in other things, or we're going to end this week on a major downtick on the stock exchanges. And if that happens, Katie, bar the door. We'll just have to see where it goes. But what I wanted to cover today, it didn't get a chance to cover today, out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, and we'll have to cover it tomorrow, hopefully, is the rise of the Bank of England. We're talking about commercial banking, all right? And commercial banking is a real interesting thing. We went all the way back. We started with the Medici. We went into Venice. We went over to Genoa, the Italian bankers. We found that, no, in fact, they were not Jews. There were Jews around there, the Medici. When they set up the Leghorn, they created an international port, and they allowed the Jews to come in there. But the Jews have a long time been the usurers. Why? Well, because the Catholic Church has prohibitions against usury. The Protestants didn't like usury any more than that. And there's the Muslims, and they charge fees. They don't charge interest. So they have carved, the Hibiru have carved themselves out a niche. Well, that metastasized in the Bank of England. So much of what we see in the Federal Reserve today, so much of the global monetary system can be tracked down to the things that were pioneered not only in Greece by the Venetians and by the Florentines and the Genoans and the Lombards and others. So much of this stuff has come from there forward in through the Renaissance, in through the Reformation, and into England and into the colonies, that it should be no surprise to us that today our banking system is a virtual mirror of the British banking system, and it should be no surprise that the same people and the same families and the same hands that control England and that control the sea and all of that other stuff are controlling our system as well. There are hopeful places out there that we can look. We'll have to dig into them deeply, and we will in future broadcasts. Today, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.